Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
I don't know very many parents who are having an easy time parenting. And frankly, if they are having an easy time, then maybe there is something wrong.
What is your face doing?
You seem a little agitated. You want to go outside and get some air?
I have everything under control. I will talk to you later.
Parenting, it's not for the faint of heart, but if you heard Dr. Jim Burns correctly, he said if it's coming too easy to you, there might be something wrong with your parenting style or your parenting relationship with your kids. That's why today on the Homeward Broadcast, I will ask Dr. Jim Burns some rather pointed questions about parenting and how we parent in the 21st century. From the studios of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh, and during the next half hour, we're going to talk about the Homeward Guide to Parenting, and this is 10 building blocks for a solid family. These 10 building blocks you can put into practice even starting right now and make things much better in your home. Homeward is here because of your prayers and faithful financial support. Thanks so much for your gift of any amount given securely through our website at homeward.com. Welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. Roger Marsh here in the host chair today. Jim, welcome, and you're a guest on your own program today.
Hey, it's great to be a guest, and actually, I've always said that you do a better job interviewing than I do anyway, Roger. As people may not know this about you, but that, you know, you're the voice on American Idol, you're the voice on primetime Fox. I've heard you on Delta, I've heard you on all these different places as the guy who does what they call the billboards, and then, you know, all of a sudden I show up on radio, and I'm the voice more than you are, so it's actually good to have you sitting there. I'm glad to have you.
I can talk for 5 seconds at a time, you know, pretty regularly, but a half hour, so that's definitely, you are the master at that. Today, we're talking about the Homeward Guide to Parenting, and this is in celebration of a release of a new book, actually a newly updated book that you, it's kind of become the Bible for Homeward in terms of the 10 building blocks for a happy family, and now the 10 building blocks for a solid family.
Well, let me say, we're not replacing the Bible.
No.
We like the Bible around there, but you're right, it is my philosophy of parenting in many ways.
Well, you have said before, Jim, and parenting isn't easy. It's frustrating at worst. It's delayed gratification at best. But with intentionality and resolve, it can be very, very satisfying. And hence the 10 building blocks. We get so many emails. We get so many letters still and phone calls from people who contact our ministry. And they say, is there a magic bullet? Is there some kind of pill or we can give our kids to make them turn out okay? And we all know that's not true, but this book is very helpful, though.
Well, you know what? It is. And you know, we make it sound so bad. You know, parenting isn't easy. It's difficult. Well, it is. But you know what? It's also the best thing going on. I mean, you know, besides my relationship with God and at times my relationship with Kathy, I'd say that parenting my three daughters is it just doesn't compare. And yet at the same time, it is hard. And I think we have to be realistic about it. I don't know very many parents who are having an easy time parenting. And frankly, if they are having an easy time, then maybe there is something wrong.
Yeah. That's a good point. A very, very good point. Well, we've talked about so many times before the power of being there, mm-hmm. and that is principle number one here, that kids view our very presence as a sign of caring and connectedness. That's important when they're young. That's important when they're in their 20s.
You're exactly right. You know, my kids are in the 20s, but, you know, we assume that when they're young, you know, it is this caring and connectedness, the power of being there. But, you know, we need that at all times. And so it's the special things. It's going on the dates, being intentional about, you know, I went on dates with my kids on a regular basis. They loved it. We don't remember all what happened on those dates, but it's that spending time together. It's the enjoying each other's presence. Presence matters, yes. I think, is what we're trying to say here. And that's really one of the 10 building blocks. It actually may be the solid beginning, is that, you know, presence matters. And kids want your presence. Now, again, as your kids get to be teenagers, it's quite possible that they act like presence doesn't matter.
Right.
We're finding studies that show that presence even matters more. And so as parents, just keep it up. Keep spending time with your kids. It's not just about rules and regulations. It's also about building that relationship because relationships matter.
I know that one of your favorite passages in Scripture talks about Jesus welcoming children. Mm. And when you welcome a child, you welcome me. And you just had on the program not too long ago, Kerry Shook, who is a pastor at a church in Texas. And he was talking about a season where his sons were saying, hey, you know, you're really busy. In fact, one time, I love the story he told here on this broadcast about working on a Christmas Eve message and one of his sons coming in and saying, hey, Dad, you know, I mean, where's the focus? Talk about how difficult that can be for us as parents at times, but how rewarding it is to make that investment to say, you know what, when my kid comes to me or when I come to them, I'm all there for them.
Yeah, you know, you do want to be all there, and that's not always easy. Carrie was talking about the fact that he was preparing his Christmas Eve message at a church
of 15,000.
Yeah. But, you know, I have found that that scripture that you mentioned just a moment ago, it's actually found in Mark, and it says, when you welcome a child, you welcome me, Jesus said, and not just me, but the one who sent me. So in other words, it's a big deal raising children, and it really is our God-honoring way of living life. There's probably nothing more important besides our relationship with God. And I think when that happens, we begin to put the perspective in place. And so what we're doing with our kids really does matter. We need to spend time with our kids. We need to sometimes put aside the busyness of life long after we're not even able to do the busyness of life and our work and all the things that seem to bother us. We're going to have our kids. We're going to have our children. So, you know, I think it's a gentle reminder whenever I read that scripture that, you know what, when I'm welcoming one of my kids, I really am welcoming Jesus. And I didn't say it. Jesus said that. And that philosophy is huge. And it really is a part of what we call the power of being there.
Love that. You talk also in the brand new book, 10 Building Blocks for a Solid Family, The Homeward Guide to Parenting, which is just now coming out. In that book, you talk about not only being a blessing to our kids, but being blessed by them in this area too. You had an experience that you write about when your daughter Becca was in the third grade, and she invited you to come to her class and be a part of her world for a little bit. And the heading in that chapter was, you know, bless your kids with your presence. Can you tell us that story? Because I know that it really touched your heart in a very, very powerful way.
Well, it actually happened a long time ago because Becca's now a missionary in Ecuador.
Right.
And coming
college
home
graduate,
soon. We're
so
excited, we're excited to have it. But in third grade, she wanted me to come to show and tell. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, Becca, what do I bring?
Yeah.
And she said, well, just bring yourself. And I'd written a book for students at the time because I was doing a lot of work with youth ministry.
Uh-huh.
And I had dedicated it to Becca. And I said, do you want me to bring Becca's book? And she goes, oh, no, Dad, just bring yourself. And, you know, I'm fine speaking to adults or speaking to students, but, you know, third graders, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
So I get there and Becca just interrupts the class. I came early and the teacher was doing math and she just moves her out of the way as she puts me up front and does this introduction.
Sounds like Becca.
And yeah. Really, it really is. And the teacher and I kind of, you know, eye each other and great lady. So Becca says, this is my dad. His name is Jim. And he's a nice guy. And he's bald, as if the kids couldn't see it. And I speak for just a few moments. And then I start to leave. And the teacher says, well, perhaps, Dr. Burns, you know, the children have questions for you. And, you know, the questions were not about my job. They weren't about what I do. They weren't about academics, none of this stuff. It was like, do you have a dog? Rebecca wants a dog because we didn't have one at the time. We, of course, now have two. And questions like that. I mean, how old are you? Just, you know, fun little questions. And when I was getting ready to leave, Rebecca came again as I was walking out the door and she came and gave me a big hug and she said, Daddy, I'm so proud of you.
Mm.
And I thought, wow, I was stripped naked of anything that I didn't
very
say
vulnerable.
That I had degrees. I didn't say I had, you know, how much money I made. Not that we make a whole lot of money, but, you know, that kind of a thing. But just being there was important to Becca. And I think that's a great lesson for any parent, that your kids want your presence more than they want major gifts or things like that. They really do want you to be present in their life. And, you know, for my daughter to say that about me, you know, it made my life. Mm. I mean, honestly, I mean, I still remember the story. It was in third grade. She's now 22 years old.
Yeah. We're talking about 10 Building Blocks for a Solid Family, the brand new book from Dr. Jim Burns. The subtitle is The Homeward Guide to Parenting, and that is our theme today. You have always been a big champion of affection, warmth, and encouragement, but especially when it comes to parenting and how important that is. Talk about why using those three together, not all three of them are important individually, but why using affection, warmth, and encouragement together with your kids is so very, very important for having a solid family relationship.
Well, you know, I created this out of a need, in, I think, in my own life, and I called it affection, warmth, and encouragement. And, you know, every kid needs affection, Roger. Every kid needs someone who is going to say, I love you, someone who, a hug. We say in the book, 8 to 10 meaningful touches
right,
a day
right.
is what someone needs. And I think there's a lot of kids who are, you know, sexually promiscuous or struggling with other issues because they don't get that kind of love and affection from home. And then warmth is creating an atmosphere. And so how do you create an atmosphere in your home that is an atmosphere of warmth and really some joy? And it's proactive because you're going to have to decide. You could be angry at your kids 24/7, 365
right.
probably.
Sure, sure.
You could with your spouse too. But how do you then create this warmth? And, you know, I know my own mom was that kind of a woman. My dad was an alcoholic. He died as a recovering alcoholic and have some great stories there. But, you know, during a time, my mom proactively brought warmth to our home by being positive and being caring and being loving and, you know, making cookies. And, you know, it was a place everybody wanted to be around.
Yes.
And then encouragement. I mean, I can't say enough about this, but that kids thrive on encouragement. Many people were raised on shame-based parenting. Mm-hmm. And yet what we learn now is that kids thrive when they are encouraged by their parents. And we say in that book that every kid needs someone who is just almost irrationally positive about them. And I think that should be the parent. You still have to have discipline. We'll talk about that later, I'm sure.
Yes.
But the fact is that kids need to be encouraged. Jesus looked at a man named Simon and said, you're not going to be Simon any longer. You're going to be Peter or the rock. And he became the rock of the Jerusalem church, the Apostle Peter. Well, we need to believe in our kids. And we do that oftentimes more effectively when we encourage them. And so it's a simple little thing we call awe. And, you know, I've had that by my telephone for years, that I want to create an atmosphere of awe with my family, with my children, with my wife. And actually, in another way, even in terms of our workplace, how do I bring, and affection's not sexuality, I mean, how do I bring affection, warmth, and encouragement to the workplace? It's a much more inviting place, if you would. So I think that's a great reminder for all of us that if we're living in chaos at all times, it's not going to be a place that's going to be inviting for kids. They won't grow. We want them to grow and thrive. So create some awe. It takes work, but you still do it.
Affection, warmth, and encouragement. That is the awe of which Dr. Jim Burns is referring. And today on the Homeward Broadcast, that's one of the 10 building blocks for a solid family that we are discussing. This is actually what we consider to be the Homeward Guide to Parenting. So if you're looking for a Parenting 101 course, this is the book. This is the program, and you can get a copy of the audio resource here that we're talking about, the audio CD of today's program. Of course, we stream audio at homeward.com. We podcast through iTunes, and you can start that subscription easily just by hitting the podcast button at homeward.com. And if you'd like a copy of the full-length audio CD, just drop us a line. Homeward, Post Office Box 1600, San Juan Capistrano, California, where the swallows go, the zip code 92693. The Homeward Guide to Parenting, that is our theme today here on the Homeward Broadcast. Roger Marsh here in the interviewer's chair. Dr. Jim Burns, our host, is in the interviewee's chair here today because I'm asking Jim a battery of questions about his brand new book called The 10 Building Blocks for a Solid Family, The Homeward Guide to Parenting, which has just been released. And Jim, before the break, we were talking about parenting with awe, affection, warmth, and encouragement. And I know that kids are growing up in kind of an amoral culture. And right now, it's a big challenge. It's something that is tough for us as baby boomers and Gen Xers to get our brains around. But building block number three is building healthy morals and values. And that's probably a bigger challenge now than it's ever been before, hasn't it?
Well, you know, it's probably always a challenge. I would imagine every parent in every generation said it was tough. But I think it is, because I oftentimes say we were 6 and 11 and 18. If anybody's ever heard this broadcast, I seem to say it all the time. But we were never their age.
Right.
And, you know, when it comes to this, more and more we're learning that when parents are involved in their kids' lives by being the people who do the teaching and the training of our morals and values, sexuality, drug and alcohol abuse, creating a media-safe home, dealing with texting and all these kind of things, when parents are involved, not nagging and lecturing, but when they're literally involved, doing the primary teaching, that kids will be less promiscuous, less involved in drugs and alcohol, you know, do better in grades and things like that. So, again, parents have to take the lead. Too many parents parent by circumstance and chance. And when it comes to morals and values, I'm not sure I want today's movie stars and today's rock stars, even sometimes today's athletes, to be the people who are teaching my kids morals and values. But a lot of times parents are silent on it.
Yeah.
Or they just complain and gripe. Well, kids are going to run from that. So I think we proactively do it at a young age, and then we just keep on keeping on.
The end result seems to be in this culture, because we've had a generation now of parents who've tried, maybe in some areas, too hard to overcompensate for the, well, I want to be friends with my kids, so I'm not going to come down too hard on them and the rules and regulations. Kind of have more of a whatever attitude with kids. I mean, it's like they're having a harder time. The culture isn't saying these things are wrong, these things are right. Mom and dad aren't sending those messages either. And so then kids get into situations with alcohol and they're like, oh, okay, whatever. I mean, sex and sexuality, whatever. I know you wrote the Purity Code and teaching your children healthy sexuality. That all came out of that Pure Foundation series, came out of a need to say, hey, mom and dad, you set the tone. Let's establish some guidelines, because our kids desperately want it. They just don't know how to do it.
Right. We, and I think we raised the bar,
yeah.
Roger. I don't think we lowered the bar. And so I think we raise the bar and say, you know what, I want this home to be a God-honoring home, and I want us to have some morals and values. But, you know, as parents, we have to train them up. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the scriptures that we talk a lot about is train your children up in the way they would go. And even if they sway a little bit, they'll come back. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times they don't come back to anything because parents didn't do the training. Mm. So, you know, this is not easy stuff. But I think we have to, from a young age, begin training our kids to make those right and wise decisions. Will they make a turn? Will they have a bump the road? Sure they will. We did.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, as we go through that with them over and over and over again, they begin to get it, and I think they'll come back. Even now, we're seeing people in their 20s and even 30s. I mean, I hate to say this because they went the wrong way, but they're coming back, and I think it's because of the faithfulness of parents.
Faithfulness of parents, living by those biblical principles, that's a promise in Proverbs 22:6 that we don't always focus on enough. When they're old, they will not soon depart, or they will return. I mean, there is that boomerang that's going to happen.
Right.
I mean, but like you said, sometimes that arc is getting a little bit longer, and it's not just a first year of college, they kind of get it out of their system, and then they're back. It might take a lot longer. Emerging adulthood, though. I mean, you've got, look at the stages of adolescence, and I know you've written extensively on this recently, too. There are different stages of adolescence now. It's not just adolescence, and then you get out of it.
Yeah, it's not 13 to 18 anymore.
Yeah.
In fact, you know, emerging adulthood, it's kind of late in adolescence, it could be called, too. You know, up to age 25 or wherever that kind of lands. But we even know that their brains don't fully function until 25, and there's some parents going, boy,
yeah,
I believe that.
That's right.
But, you know, in that case, it's important for us to be the foundational, the biblical foundation for morals and values for our kids. And I think a lot of parents are doing a good job on it, but they need help. The good thing is today there's resources, not just at Homeward, but at other places. They can get some great resources. Today, youth ministry is thriving like it's never before in the church. Children's ministry is. So again, I encourage parents, put your energy into building morals and values in your kids' lives. And, you know, there's going to be some heartache and there's going to be some bumps. And we get the heartache and the bumps all the time at Homeward. And we all have that in terms of our own life as well. But the truth is that when you're faithful at it, then God will, I think, bring them back as time goes on. And, you know, somebody needs to hear that today because they're not having that experience right now with their kids, where their kids are really living by the morals and the values.
10 Building Blocks for a Solid Family, The Homeward Guide to Parenting. It's the brand new book from Dr. Jim Burns. It's our theme today here on the Homeward broadcast. And Jim, another building block, if you will, for this is something that it's so important for us as parents to remember. Was it 30 years ago, there was a guy by the name of Dobson who wrote a book called Dare to Discipline. And that was kind of almost an oxymoron at the time. You know, it was a challenge. You suggest that the fourth building block is discipline with consistency. And that's almost as revolutionary, you know, to some parents today, but it's so very, very vital.
Well, you know what? Most parents would say, absolutely. We don't do it. Because for one thing, we want our kids to like us. We're running exhausted. I can think of a single mom who just said, if my daughter rejects me, then, you know, that pretty much puts full circle of everybody who's rejected me. Mm-hmm. So then she was being way too nice for the kid.
Right.
We're not their friend. We're already too old, I oftentimes say. So I think we have to be consistent with it. And it takes a lot of strength to do. It takes intentionality, takes proactivity, but all studies show that when you are consistent in your discipline, your kids will actually appreciate it and they'll know where to go. If we're not consistent, they don't have expressed expectations and they're going to kind of waver back and forth. And again, that's not easy to do, but we've got to be consistent with our discipline. That's the title of that chapter pretty much sums up what I'm trying to get across in that chapter.
I want to read a quote from your book because I know you remember writing this. we have a kind of an inside thing about things that are written and how long it goes before it goes to press. But you wrote that happy, healthy families have clearly expressed expectations, positive limits, boundaries, and consistent discipline. Now, my question to you is, have you discovered any research or data since you wrote that has contradicted that?
No. You know, that book at first was going to be called Traits of a Healthy Family.
Uh-huh.
And I picked 10 traits of healthy families, both secular and Christian, were the same, which is fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And frankly, some of the secular writing was actually more interesting when it came to some of even the spiritual side to it. And absolutely, when they live with consistent discipline, with expressed expectations, with good boundaries, kids feel secure. And, you know, part of it is giving stability and security. And you can't do this all the time because there is some chaos in the home. But the more security, more stability they have with their discipline, then I think actually the better behaved kids will be.
And better behavior on the kids' part is important if the parents are intentional. I know you've told us many times the story about when you got your dog, Hobie. And I say your dog because I know the girls wanted him, but Hobie's
He's my dog.
Absolutely.
Right now.
And your experience with Hobie in obedience school and the lesson you learned there about who actually gets the training when
right.
you take
well,
the dog.
The guy said 66% of this is parent dog training.
Yeah.
Meaning us.
Right.
And so we didn't even have the dogs the first time. And he said, really only, you know, 33, I don't know what the other 1% was, but 33% is your dog, but your dogs can do this. You just need to be trained. You need to be disciplined. You need to, and all the same stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying that raising our kids is like raising dogs.
Right. But, feels like it sometimes.
But you know what? As parents, there's a lot of it that we can do if we just will kind of relax, stay calm, and begin the process of teaching our kids how to become responsible adults. And that's really what discipline is all about, is becoming a responsible adult. And I would add, who loves God?
I think that one of the most liberating things for me in listening to principles that you've taught on and then having the opportunity to play them out in my own home, because my kids being whatever, is the ability to laugh with and sometimes at your kids, or not at them personally, but I mean the things they do. My son Jake is 16 right now, and sometimes he does stuff that's just funny because it's so weird. It's just, but he's just being 16.
That's right. I mean, 16-year-olds sometimes can be weird, but you know, they think we're weird, so that's okay. My daughter yesterday thought I did something weird because I was talking to the waiter about something, and we laughed.
Yeah.
And you know what? One of the traits of a healthy family, one of the building blocks, is play and laughter.
Mm-hmm.
I was just reading, and I put this in the book right at the end. I put that, you know, the average 4-year-old laughs 400 times a day. Well,
that's,
you know, that's why they got a great life. A lot of times as adults, we're not laughing, you know, 4 or 5 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think, again, part of the families that I've seen strive, and I've really tried to study healthy families, is these are ones. These are people who have some playtime together, who enjoy each other's company, who proactively go about, you know, laughter and enjoying it. And you don't have to be a comic to do that, but enjoy each other. It's people who do proactively go on vacations. It's people who literally, you know, play together. One of the joys of my life was playing baseball with my dad, playing ping pong with my girls. And, you know, those kinds of things, just playing together, laughing, being a little bit competitive even sometimes, you know, those are good things. And those are where a lot of the happy memories are. So as parents, especially when you're in the heat of the battle, it's time to have some fun.
Well, talking about these 10 building blocks for a solid family, the brand new book that's out from Dr. Jim Burns, and our theme today, The Homeward Guide to Parenting. And of course, you can get any of Jim's books in our Homeward Resource Center online at homeward.com. You just visit our online resource center there, and you'll see Confident Parenting. You'll see Creating an Intimate Marriage, Purity Code, How to Teach Your Children Healthy Sexuality, Closer. Have I forgotten any? This is the new one, of course, 10 Building Blocks for a Solid Family. To conclude this segment of the program, I want you to take the last 60 seconds of our time together here and talk about something that is really important for us as parents, because there are going to be times when we have to clamp down a little tougher, and sometimes we can take the foot off the gas a little bit, but you stress how important it is to keep your child's spirit open, whether it's with discipline or whether it's with humor, any type of situation. Take the last 60 seconds and talk about why that's so important.
Well, you know, Roger, we see kids all the time who have closed spirits, and that's because a parent was yelling at them, or maybe they've even been emotionally abused or neglected emotionally, if you would, if not physically. And so I think one of the most important things is that kids are resilient like crazy. They can handle some of the problems. They can handle issues, even divorce issues and things. But what's toughest on them is when their spirit is closed toward their parents, because a lot of times then their spirit is closed toward not only their parents, but to all of their primary relationships, which would be God and their family and their friends. And so again, what we have to do is develop a relationship that opens up their spirit to God, where they want to grow, opens up their spirit to their parents, opens up their spirit to friends. And I think you do that by inviting them to live life in an authentic, vulnerable way that isn't a perfect life, but that they really feel secure in their relationship with their mom and their dad, grandma and grandpa as well.
Those relationships are so important. And this brings to a close our conversation today here on the Homeward Broadcast. But if you enjoyed this part, make sure you are with us on the next edition of the Homeward Broadcast. You'll hear part 2 of my conversation with Dr. Jim Burns on the Homeward Guide to Parenting. These are principles you'll find in Jim's book, 10 Building Blocks for a Solid Family. And it's a book that is available in our Homeward Online Resource Center. As a matter of fact, all of Jim's books are available for purchase, along with audio CDs and video resources and things like that. If you'd like to browse around a while, there's a lot to look at. Several hundred, if not thousand, different resources for you to choose from at homeward.com. And now for Dr. Jim Burns, our engineer Ben Camp, and the rest of the staff, I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for listening. Join us again next time right here for another edition of Homeward. Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.